أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولن تستطيعوا أن تعدلوا بين النساء ولو حرصتم فلا تميلوا كل الميل فتذروها كالمعلقة وإن تصلحوا وتتقوا فإن الله كان غفورا رحيما وإن يتفرقا يغني الله كلا من سعته وكان الله واسعا حكيما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses number 129 and 130 of Surah An-Nisa. The previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those women that fear aggression, ill-treatment or aversion from their husbands, or the other way around. Then between the two of them, they can reconcile, give up some of their rights and remain in the marriage. And in that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that reconciliation is good in the marriage and in any other relationship, transaction between any parties. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ, and you will never ever have the ability to have justice between the women, وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُمْ, even if you desire it. At the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if you are unable to have justice, then you will marry only one wife and you will not go for more than one wife. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you will never ever have justice. So this dilemma has been resolved by dua that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, that despite the fact that according to most of the ulama, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not compelled to have a share equal nights amongst the Azwajul Mutahharat, yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done so. And on doing so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say to Allah Rabbul Izzat that, O Allah, this is my division of the nights. However, this is what I was able to do. And O Allah, do not hold me responsible for that which I do not have the ability to do so. That which is not within my capability, that is which is in your hands. So what is in the capability of man is that insofar as a person that has more than one wife, then sharing the nights equally amongst them, that is within his capability that he would have to do. Insofar as the responsibility, the financial responsibilities are concerned, that is within the capability of the husband that he will have to do. Insofar as the inclination of the heart is concerned, the emotional inclinations, that is not within the capability of man, it is not in the control of a human, and that of course is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that a person, a human, is not responsible. When a person has more than one wife and he has love for one over the other, that is not in his hands. If it was not in the control of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then who could have had more control over his heart than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So insofar as the maintenance, the sharing of the nights are concerned, that is in the human control and that has to be done, except if the wives relinquish their share, their portion. So that's what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is referring to, that even though you may have that desire of trying to have that equal love, you will be unable to do so. However, فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَتَذَرُوهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَى, and do not be evasive totally from one wife, leaving her in total suspense. In other words, do not shun one wife away in a manner that now she is in total suspense, abation, that she does not know what her status is, that she's married to you, but at the same time you do not pay any attention to her, and the result is she now doubts whether she is a wife or she is not a wife. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تُصْلِحُ, if you make sulah, if you reconcile, وَتَتَّقُوا, and you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, then certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, Allah ta'ala is most forgiving, Allah ta'ala is most kind. Speak it over and create the situation of a reconciliation. وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا, now there was no reconciliation that could have been reached. Both the parties, between the husbands and wives, they had tried whatever and they could not reach a reconciliation. The situation was such that now both of them had to part ways. They had to separate. Talaq had taken place. Sometimes it happens that the husband feels, I will divorce her, she will never be able to cope, and let her be on her own, and now she will appreciate me. Sometimes the wife feels the same, that when he divorces me, then he will begin to appreciate me, and he will think, and he will learn a lesson. That is not the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala had never left the sustenance of one individual in the hands of another. Hence Allah ta'ala says, وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا, if both of them part ways, both of them separate, يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلَّم مِّن سَعَتِي, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enrich, Allah ta'ala will content each other, make each one of them content, through Allah Ta'ala's vastness. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will see to each one of them. Through Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's treasures, Allah Ta'ala will give them emotional stability. Allah Ta'ala will see to their partners later in life. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will see to their sustenance materially. All of that is in the hands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Wa kana Allahu wasi'an hakima, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most encompassing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most wise. Allah brings people together and sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala separates them. That is all in the hikmat and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all muhabbat. In our home, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu alayka.